This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we've got the latest out of New Zealand. Earlier this week, I don't know if you were on for the episode, Mark, where we discussed in detail the Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act in New Zealand.
Yes.
You were on for that.
Well, I did it on my show. You did it on another one. So.
Oh, yeah. You did it the day after we did it. So, okay, good. So there's news about the censorship in New Zealand, and it's getting, well, I mean, it's bad. It's already been bad. It's not getting any worse. It's just they're now censoring the manifesto by the shooter. So the video has already been deemed as arrestable.
Yeah.
And now
they
just
are incarcerating people right now,
yes,
in New Zealand for having shared the video of the shooter. Now, I haven't seen this video, but as I understand it, it's not particularly bloody, just
it's gross.
It's just awful.
So we can talk about
that.
You know
what's happening.
That's on the way here tonight if we get the chance. But, Mark, you wanted to start with a story about a college professor who has a little experiment that she's been doing in the streets of whatever city it
London.
Is she's in. London? What's going on?
Well, from thenewstatesman.com, written by, oh, what's this gal's name? It's down here at the bottom. Charlotte Riley. How I Play Patriarchy Chicken.
So she's writing her own article.
That's right.
About this. Okay, got it.
Why I Refuse to Move Out of the Way for Men. If you don't move out of the way for men, your commute changes. I, for one thing, I'm not going to lie about this. You do collide with a lot of men. A few days ago, I was having a bad morning. My train tickets were expensive, my train was delayed, and my coffee was cold. But I cheered myself up by playing a game on my commute. The game is called Patriarchy Chicken. The rules are simple. Do not move out of the way for men. Put like that, this doesn't sound like much fun, but the joy of Patriarchy Chicken lies in its simplicity. I commute from East London to Southampton during the morning rush hour, navigating busy tube platforms, train carriages, escalators, and Waterloo Station. There are lots of bodies moving through small spaces, walking in every direction, trying to get to where they want to go. And if you're a woman, you find yourself constantly dodging, sidestepping men who are making walking in your direction, being wiped out by a wee league suitcase drugged by a besuited man, moving to the side to let faster men move past you, or just pausing to let men bustle in front of you onto the train, or into the lift, or into the escalator, or on with their busy lives to their important jobs. If you don't move out of the way for men, your commute changes. For one thing, I'm not going to lie about this, you do collide with a lot of men. This is where the name of the game comes from. You need to really commit to Patriarchy Chicken. Don't let your social instinct to step to the side kick in. This is obviously written for women because it's, you know, saying it to men. Men are going to walk into you, and it isn't your fault. Some men don't walk straight into you, of course. Some men find their brains overridden by the unfamiliar experience of a woman refusing to give way. Last week, on a busy train platform, a man was so confused by my trajectory towards him that he stopped dead in front of me, holding eye contact and flapped his mouth like a fish. You will find that a lot of men just stop. It's up to you to decide how to react to this. It's also important to note that Patriarchy Chicken isn't about anger. Of course, you can put your head down, square your shoulders, glower, and power through, but in my opinion, the best way to play the game is cheerfully. Smile, make eye contact, but never, ever give way.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love this because I have no idea what this lady's talking about, right? I do. One of three things is the case regarding this one for me. Coming from my point of view, either A, London is completely different than any place I've ever lived, right?
Meaning that men don't get out of the way for women in London? Where
could be, right? I've spent very little time in London,
yeah.
Basically taking a bus ride from Heathrow to Gatwick. That's it. So I don't know anything about London. I'm not going to propose to know this lady's experience. However, these other two are much more likely to me. One, I'm completely oblivious to my own behavior and the behavior of my own male friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, and you don't realize that...
And I don't realize I'm doing this. Uh-huh. Or this lady is knuckin' futz. Now, I'm tending to go for number three here. That she is just crazy.
Well, she may be crazy, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's not having this experience.
I understand. She may be having this experience. But where I'm from, men get out of the way for women.
Well, the way I've always handled, an approaching other person is to attempt to avoid whoever that person
sure.
is, whether it be a man or
Why
a woman.
Why would you want to walk into somebody?
Right. Huh?
Only somebody playing patriarchy chicken would want to do that.
Well, I want to know. I don't know if she tells the rest of the story about the guy that stopped in front of her.
She's got another story, but that's the single clear picture of what happened.
But what I want to know is what happened then. Did she stop in front of him and just have a stare down competition?
Yeah, she said that she wasn't going to move out of the way. I mean, she says never move out of the way. She's very clear.
I know. So I'm presuming that's what happened, but you know, she doesn't tell us exactly how that ended. She says his mouth flapped like a fish, and then she kind of ends the story there.
Yes.
Like, well, did he wait 30 seconds and then move around you? Did you guys just stand there for 2 minutes locking eyes in a stare-down contest?
It's like that book from Dr. Seuss, the Northbound Jacks and the Southbound Jacks. Do you remember that one?
No.
Everybody remembers the Star Valley Sneetches. Nobody remembers the North and Southbound Jackses.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's basically the same story as an immovable object reaches an unstoppable force, more or less. But these two creatures, a Northbound Jacks and a Southbound Jacks, happen to walk into each other. Now, they can't go east or west. They can't go south or north, depending on which one it is. So they just had to sit there. Civilizations rose and fell around these creatures as they stood there looking at each other, waiting for the one to get out of the way of the other.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. It would seem that, men who are courteous would be, and just through their natural way of moving about, that humans try to avoid one another, I think that they would step aside. But
she has an explanation as to what men actually think.
She actually asked any of them.
I don't know about that. It doesn't sound like she has much use for their opinion.
Because, I mean, it seems to me like this lady... The way she was describing this situation of being in the train station and all the men everywhere and just focusing constantly on her interactions with men, I mean, she definitely seems to be obsessed with everything that men do in her life and that she encounters. And I just think that's a strange perspective to be coming from. But in life, when you focus on a thing, whether it be men or whether it be, a certain type of car or whatever, you're going to notice you see that thing more often.
Right, it's indigestion. If you just focus on how your stomach's feeling, you're going to feel indigestion more often.
Yeah,
people all across America right now are thinking about their stomachs because I just mentioned it.
Exactly. So what I notice this is like when I get a new car. If I get a car I've never had before,
right.
I all of a sudden will notice that car everywhere. Now, it's not there more often than it was previously.
Presumably.
It's just that it's in my consciousness,
yes.
And it's something that I'm more aware of, so I pick up on it more often. And so I think that's really what's going on here. Now, again, maybe you're right, or maybe she's right. Maybe men in London are just, pricks.
I can't play patriarchy chicken because I have male privilege, right? I'm this imposing figure of which she speaks. I am almost 6 feet tall. I weigh 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I occupy the space. I stand up straight when I walk. Yes, I am that creature that of which she speaks. But I believe that I get out of the way of people. Now, I'm not in the cramped quarters of London tubes by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
I don't like living in these big cities and don't want to live like that. So that's her business, not mine. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't understand. So
she's got more of an explanation here?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She's got lots to say.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, patriarchy chicken. Lots and lots to say about it. The point of patriarchy chicken is not just that you get where you're going marginally faster, although you do, or that you irritate a number of men, which you also do. The point is men have been socialized for their entire lives to take up space. Men who would never express these thoughts out loud have
men
nevertheless...
Have been socialized to take up space?
Yes. You must take up your space. You're a man, by God.
I don't understand that statement. the toll-free number here is 855.
Well, she said you'd never express your thoughts aloud.
450 free. We do that every night here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Is this lady on to something? Has this been your experience, especially as a woman walking about in crowded places? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about this idea of patriarchy chicken, which is a little game that a college professor, I guess,
yeah, she's a college
came up with in London. She claims that it has been tough her whole life walking from place to place because she has to get out of the way, or she feels like she has to get out of the way for men. And she's writing an opinion piece about this, and I'm sorry, where did it appear?
NewStatesman.com.
New Statesman.
Yeah, her name is, I got to scroll up to get it, I'm sorry.
No worries. So she plays this game when she's walking to work through train stations and such that are crowded, full of people, where she will not move out of the way for an oncoming man. Now, presumably she will for a woman, but she will not do so for a man. She seems to have a real stick up her butt about her encounters with men in this particular way.
She may very well be right.
And maybe she is. I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't ring a bell for me. It's not sure been my experience. I've always, been... I'm the kind of person who's going to get out of the way for anybody.
That's what she thinks you would say. She knows that you would say that. But
the
you're
reality,
wrong.
The reality, she
right.
says,
she
is
says
different.
Right here, the point of patriarchy chicken is not just to get where you're going marginally faster, although you do, or that you irritate a number of men, which you also do. The point is that men have been socialized for their entire lives to take up space. Men who
whatever
would
that means.
What do you think it means?
Is that when like a man sitting, like right now I'm sitting with my leg in man style where I've not closed the gap between my legs, it's kind of the one leg is on
that.
Top of the other leg, so it takes up a little more space. Is
she,
that the idea?
She means that you as a male,
generally the idea there is to give your junk a little more space, though, I think.
She doesn't care about your junk at all. Like, it is of no importance to okay. Charlotte Riley about your junk. What she believes is that you've been socialized to take up space, to occupy more space than your actual body should.
If she wants
have.
To go and sit down on a chair and spread her legs just as wide as a man would, it wouldn't bother me.
Not if it's busy on the subway. Yeah. You basically, everybody has to kind of keep their space occupied. Her concern is that some people... And in her view, mostly those people are men, are more likely to take up two seats than one. And she doesn't like it.
Does she say that?
I'm going to get to
okay.
that as soon as you stop yakking.
Well, I can't stop because I've got things to say that we need to say, like about helpmetakebitcoin.com. It is a brand new website from the folks at AnyPay. We've told you about AnyPay and how they are the go-to company when it comes to accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Zcash and Dash, Bitcoin Cash and others. They make it super easy at your point of sale. If you've got a real life business and you want to accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, AnyPay.global can help you. But their new website is HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Their iOS app is now available. It took it a little while because, Apple has to approve everything that goes into their app store. So that's available. It's been available for a few months now on Android. And, of course, there's also a web version as well. It makes it super easy. The setup process is as simple as creating a username and password, putting your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the back end, and then loading the app on your tablet at your point of sale. That's it. And HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com will take you through those steps, step by step. It's super fast and way easier than you think. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. All right, let's continue here, because I did open, the phones are open as always here on Free Talk Live, and I did throw out the inquiry, because Mark, you and I, we're men, so maybe we're, closed off to the way things are.
I wrote that down as one of the distinct possibilities. I made it possibility number two here.
So that's why I'm asking for female listeners, if you want to weigh in here with your experience of walking in crowded places and,
getting on elevators. Do men push you out of the way to get on elevators?
Does she get to that, too?
No, it does. She said lifts.
Okay.
They use the term lift. But, her presumption is that men get on escalators, and then you just got to make your way. And she says that, playing patriarchy chickens, getting in people's way is actually makes it faster for her to get to work. So she claims that that's a noticeable difference.
Even though she says she also runs into people
she doesn't,
more often.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
All right, let's continue with the story. And by the way, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us.
Men have been socialized for their entire lives to take up space. Men who would never express these thoughts out loud have nevertheless been brought up to believe that their right to occupy space takes precedent over anyone else's right to be there. Now, does
presumably
that mean,
other men?
I guess.
Well?
I mean,
ridiculous.
I don't know what it means. They spread their legs on tubes and trains. They bellow across coffee shops and guffaw in pubs. And they never, ever give way. This lady...
Is she married?
I suspect quite the opposite, sir. Just a guess, but I think that she's just completely irritated with men.
That sounds like it.
It sounds like, you know, they're just in her space. Yeah. Women have not been socialized to take up space. Women have been socialized to give way, to alleviate, to conciliate, to step to the side.
Mm.
This is so ingrained that we don't even think about it. Women who are listening to me right now, you don't even think about how you give way to men. That's what she says. We might stand up in meetings and make our point even when we know a man will take the credit. I can't even imagine that happens here. Well, I mean, that just hasn't happened. Okay, that doesn't happen where I have worked.
Huh.
No. But I work in media, and media has been strong in women for a long time. So, I don't know. Whatever, I can't say. And make our point even when we know a man will take credit, we might dutifully delete the exclamation marks from our emails so as not to undermine ourselves, but we will still step aside.
Deleting exclamation marks?
Do you ever delete exclamation points? Do you use them?
You mean like when you have more than one or something? Or like in more than one on one sentence? You're changing your mind?
Either way.
No, I generally use only one exclamation mark, but...
I've been told that it's a very lazy way to write anyway, so you should make your words, the...
Exclamatory.
Yeah, exclamatory as opposed to the point.
That sounds like a nice idea.
I do find myself using it at times, trying to drive a point home. I don't think it does. I think it's so overused at this point that
it
can't possibly. I'm an able-bodied, 5'6" white woman. I move through this world with a lot of privilege. Now, I'm not going to pretend that patriarchy chicken will work for everyone, but for me, it's a way of reclaiming a little bit of space and reminding myself to question some of the other assumptions that might sometimes be holding me back. So if you're a woman, you're walking around today, try a game of patriarchy chicken. Lean in, sisters. Sharpen those elbows. Collide with some men. Dr. Charlotte Riley is a lecturer in the 20th century.
This sounds dangerous. I mean, especially with the attitude that some of these, I don't know, feminists, you want to use that term, these people have.
She has not used that term. She has used the term patriarchy, which is about as dead a giveaway as you can find.
No, I don't think this would be a problem for me because, like I said, I'll get out of the way of whoever.
She says here, lean in, sisters. You don't count.
No. I mean, as far as, like, what I was going to say is if she runs into a man... then how far are we away from her accusing the man of assault or, you know, touching her inappropriately or something like that? I mean, you don't want to run into these people, period. I mean, I don't want to run into anybody because it's inconvenient, but I would even less want to run into someone who is on this particular mission because I would suspect they'd be ready to drop a lawsuit as fast as they possibly can.
I certainly don't have time in the morning to play around with people who, want to run into folks on a commute. Just not interested in that. Thanks.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to comment on this or, feminism in general, the state of men and women in the world today. Is it as bad as this lady says it is? I don't believe it.
It is for some people.
855-450 free like freedom. Well, it's in her mind that bad. But what's reality? It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's supporters were gathering outside the Trump Tower this afternoon in New York City to show their support for the president as the Mueller investigation comes to a close. Many of the supporters were wearing Make America Great Again hats and waving American flags.
We have people here from everywhere. We want to show them that there's support up here in these liberal states because we tend to be forgotten about.
The Justice Department has said that Congress could receive that special counsel report as early as Sunday. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after being charged in a Florida massage parlor prostitution and trafficking investigation. Kraft said in a statement that he's truly sorry and he knows he has disappointed and hurt his family, friends, coworkers, and fans, and many others who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. Kraft said in the statement that he hopes to not be judged by his words, but by his actions, and through those actions, he hopes to regain people's confidence and respect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Here on this live Saturday edition, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that we've got on that site, and they're free, including archives that go back for more than a decade. All free for you over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like what we're doing at Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as has done Gaylord. So you can sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. For $5 a month, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And your $5 a month, or more if you want to do more, but $5 is what we ask. That's money that we then invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on new radio stations to bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we're doing, then this is the best way that you can help us over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Tim. He's in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW-FM. Hello, Tim.
Hey, listen, I used to work in Cincinnati. I worked in the trust department at a bank there. This goes back 25, 28 years ago. Of course, I'd have a coat and tie on, and on my lunch break, I'd be walking the crowded streets of Cincinnati when I was living up there. And I noticed that when I'd walk, I'd constantly have to get out of the way for people, these guys. And these weren't businessmen. I don't know what they were doing downtown, you know, just walking around or whatever. But the streets were pretty crowded. And so one day, I just decided that I would play a little chicken, right?
Okay.
I'm about 6'4", 220 pounds. And
you're an imposing figure.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, intimidating, not trying to be, all right?
Right.
So I'm walking along, and I wouldn't give my shoulder way, you know, because you just kind of move out of the way just real quickly at the last second. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at how many people got out of my way. So that's just kind of what I started doing. It's like, you know, not trying to get in anybody's way, but good night. Just, you know, be a human being and get out of people's way. Of course, I never did this with a woman. I would never do this with a woman.
Right. You shoulder check a gal. Well, you'd probably be elbow checking her, actually. You elbow right. check a gal, and you're going to knock her over. But so you're talking about your experience in dealing with men. Now, in this article, the good doctor, Dr. Charlotte Riley here, is specifically speaking about men in suits who are busy going about their days, pulling. She also mentions people pulling little suitcases behind them going to work and that sort of thing. So presumably she's not talking about your average ruffian walking through the tubes of London.
Right. And I think this just goes back to upbringing. And the other thing, too, is I've ridden some subways, and I don't know if you've noticed how low those seats are, but your knees are about in your chin.
Yeah,
so
they're not made for men.
Yeah, and so that's one reason why you do what they call man spreading.
Yeah,
don't mean to, but if they would make them higher, it wouldn't be as, and which they could probably do.
They could. So, then smaller people's the blood would be cut off at the backs of their legs on long
right.
trips, and so you've got to make the seat a height that is acceptable for people who range from like 4'5" to 6'5", and that just doesn't
right.
work very well. They're certainly yeah. not going to be comfortable. They have to be made of formed plastic because that's the only thing durable enough and cheap enough that they can make it out of. If they made it out of something soft, then it'd just get ripped up.
Yeah.
So you're saying, Tim, that what this lady's claiming about men is not your experience as a man walking about. You do make way for ladies, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And
that's what you
I
would
make
say.
Way for other guys too. Yeah. Well, I mean, I make way for other guys. I mean, that was just a specific situation at a time in my life. You know, I was out of college,
yeah. just
walking
wanted to
along
see.
And wanted to see what would happen, and I was kind of amazed. That people did make way for me.
I've never been so irritated that I would do such a thing as you have, but I mean, you're in a big city. I haven't spent day after day in a big city mm-hmm. working, so I haven't had that particular experience. Most of the time, it's very easy to get out of people's way, and I think I do it.
Tim, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. Appreciate
Thanks
you.
For the call, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Sam.
Hearing from you. Let's continue. We got Barry. By the way, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Still, would you know...
More men?
Would like to hear from a woman on this. You know, it is that would be nice. But we got Barry. He's on the line in South Carolina, listening to WQXL in Columbia. Go ahead, Barry, on FM.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi. Good. What's on your mind, Barry?
Well, I just... you know, I'm familiar enough with academe and, you know, people that work in it. And, you know, being published is a big thing for folks like that. Mm-hmm. And I think this woman really just is, you know, this is such a load of garbage. Most men in my generation, I'm 66, but most men in my generation were raised to be gentlemen. And, you know, I still hold doors for women. If
I'll hold doors for anybody.
Store,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going into a store, I always give way. I'll open the door and I'll hold the door. And, yeah. and I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. Used to be a lot bigger, but.
Yeah, you're svelte.
You know, I just, svelte maybe. I doubt it. But, you know, I mean, just. This whole article, as you know, gentlemen read it and we're talking about it, and I'm thinking, man, this woman is a real nut. You know, I mean, if she wants to go out there and cause confrontation, then, you know, that's her thing. But I really think she wrote this article just to get her name out there, get something published, because I have yet to see. And I've lived in big cities. I lived in New York City for a while, in smaller cities, and I have yet to see, now going down the sidewalk, yeah, you're gonna meet some people that are rushing to get somewhere. And, you know, what's the harm in just moving over a little bit and let them go by?
There's no harm.
You know, I mean, I don't care. Nobody's elbowing me, you know, But really, this woman's got a problem.
Right. If I realize a person
either that or she just needs to find something different to write about. You know, she wants to get her name out there and get published. And
well, everybody's got to have a hobby, apparently.
Right.
Well,
libertarians on the air.
Barry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, anyway, you know,
I appreciate. Go ahead.
In line with that guy that was on before, you know, same thing, except I didn't, you know, test the. I never felt the need to test the, you know, whether you could bully your way through somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, surprise, if you're 220 pounds, most people are going to make way for you, right? I mean, that's just the sort of the reality of life. The bigger
maybe
fish.
So, but even
don't tend
for
to
men,
get out of the way.
I've, you know, elderly men all throughout my life, any man, really, you know, if he looked like he was in more of a hurry to me.
Let him go.
For him, you know, I mean,
there you go. Thanks, Barry, for the call. I appreciate it. Toll free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The only time I've ever experienced anything like this would be high school, where you're in hallways between mm-hmm. classes that are packed, and, you know, there's a crush of bodies, and sometimes you'd meet an a-hole who, like, did the shoulder check thing, and every once in a while you'd meet somebody. You know what a shoulder check is, Ian?
You, where you hit somebody.
Yeah, your shoulder hits their shoulder.
On purpose.
Than, yeah, rather than sort of turning that little turn right. when you, you know, so. Or there's one guy in particular I could remember who seemed to have a real chip on his shoulder and would, like, go out of his way to bump into me. That's bullying. That's not what this lady's talking
right.
about. I mean, that's somebody who has picked a individual person or a group of individual people.
They want to start something with you.
Yeah, he, you
that's
know, whatever
why they're checking you.
Yeah, whatever his reason was, I don't know. But it surprised me a few times. He caught me, but there's nothing I could do about it. By the time you catch your breath, he's gone. Mm. And
unless they're waiting for you to do something.
He wasn't doing that. It seemed like he might just be all about doing a bunch of shoulder checks in the hallway
mm-hmm.
to see just
how many he can
yeah,
do or whatever.
Yeah, just to get back at other people for whatever perceived privilege they may have that he didn't have or whatever. And consider that that's what all that this gal's doing, too, is that this is all about privilege for her. Oh, I said gal. That might be bad.
Speaking of gals, there's one on the line. So we'll get to her coming up here. Hopefully she's got some thoughts on this issue. 850, which I didn't know was an issue.
Right.
855.
Brand new issue to me.
450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, censorship. The manifesto of the shootings down in Christchurch, New Zealand has been deemed objectionable. We'll tell you what that means coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. You may dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We'll be going to one of those here shortly with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
As we continue, do want to make sure that you know about Liberty stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of Liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. I like to use them on the back of my laptop as well, but wherever it is you can stick them, they are useful because you'll reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. Plus, if you need some custom bumper stickers done, then you can do that with Liberty Stickers. They can handle whatever kind of order you want to throw at them. In fact, that's how we get our Free Talk Live bumper stickers and the LRN.FM bumper stickers as well. So if you want to get a free sample of the quality of the Liberty Stickers, just go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll find our mailing address there. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address. We will drop the appropriate sticker in the envelope, or more than one. You can grab two if you want, and we'll send them back to you. And you'll get to find out how good the Liberty stickers are. LibertyStickers.com. All right, we continue here. Jennifer is on the line in Alaska. Hello, Jennifer. You're on Free Talk Live. Listen to KBYR.
Hello. No, I'm calling from Arkansas.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They put the wrong station down here. So you're in Arkansas. That's Where are you in Arkansas tonight?
I'm in Washington, which is in southwest Arkansas.
Perfect. All right, so what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling about the Patriarch Chicken.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I listen to y'all's show pretty regularly, and this is the first time you guys have just absolutely cracked me up. I was laughing so hard I had to pull over. I was listening to you in my car.
I kept emphasizing the word man and woman as I would read through, as I imagined.
Well, what part was funny to you exactly? I'm curious to what it was.
when one of you guys said, oh gosh, I don't know if I can say it. It's nut job or
yeah, I said knucking futz.
Okay, so you would agree yes. with Mark's assessment that this woman might be crazy.
Yeah, probably a little bit.
So what's your experience been, Jennifer, with being a woman and walking in crowded places and, you know, going towards a man?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of experiences. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, most of Arkansas is in the middle of nowhere. But I kind of compare it to, I want to compare it to Walmart.
Okay.
Or even the driving thing. So at Walmart, you know, you've got your buggy and you're going through the aisle and
right.
someone just puts their buggy right in the middle of the aisle and they don't care. They're not thinking about anybody else. They're busy. They just aren't focused on other people.
I will admit when I'm in the grocery store, I'm confused, right? I have been given a list, and I need to get the things on the list.
Mm.
I don't
and
know
you're
where
a man, so you're going to screw it up.
I don't know where the things are. Oh, I only get what is on the list. There is no... If there's any confusion, I just buy them both, return one. I don't care.
Yeah. You're focused. You're thinking on what you're doing. You're not thinking about inconveniencing anyone by putting your buggy right in the middle of the aisle. And yeah, you know, that's a issue. People just walking right towards you when you're trying to walk through an aisle or something, and they're looking at something else. And
do you find this to be gender based?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, so it's just people.
No, not gender based. It's just people in general. You know,
so
and then the driving thing.
Before you go on the driving thing, as a guy who goes to the grocery store sometimes, my wife sends me to get cilantro. Now, I cannot tell the difference between parsley and cilantro.
Read the label. It helps.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have a label. The place that I go, it's just rubber bands around these things. And it's like, have fun, gentlemen.
Oh, I see. You mean fresh cilantro.
Figure
okay.
Right. And I don't know the difference. So what I'll do is if there's a woman nearby, I'll say, can you tell me which one's parsley and which one's cilantro? And, you know, they're always helpful.
Bless his heart.
Right. But is this sexist? Because normally I would not accost a woman.
It's not sexist to presume that the person also shopping in the vegetable area might know a thing or two about it.
If I have the option of asking a woman, I ask a woman. Like, I pick based on gender. Who I presume that she does this same crap to her husband.
Maybe it is sexist. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't have a husband. I do my own stuff.
has it ever gotten you the wrong answer, Mark? I guess that's the most important question.
No, it's never gotten me the wrong answer.
Okay, good. Makes sense. All right, Jennifer, more of your story. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, you know, the driving thing, people cut corners and stuff. You know, you're coming right at them, and they're just cutting the corner. They're not thinking that there's another actual person, you know, in the vehicle coming towards them, and you know, people have just gotten lazy, and they're focused on what they're doing. They're not focused on anybody else.
They're oblivious, I think would be the right word.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the way our society has become. I don't think it's a gender-based. I think it's the way our society is these days is to completely focus on you and not to think about anybody else. And that's really sad, but it's the truth. It's all about me.
Yeah, I think that to some extent there's so much productivity expected out of us, and we're supposed to be so efficient and all those things that we tend to, you know, because our minds are filled up with all that stuff, yeah, you pretty much have to think about you in many cases. But I think you're right. I think we should all spend some time thinking about other people. And a good place to start is turn signals.
Yeah, you're right.
Things.
That's so
Jennifer,
true.
Technical question for you, just because I'm a radio geek. Are you listening to us on KTFS in Texarkana, Texas, or Keel out of Shreveport, Louisiana? Because you're kind of like between those stations.
Yeah, Texarkana. Yeah, Texarkana.
Right. Uh-huh. So
where I'm
KTFS.
Hearing you from.
Anything else you want to share with our audience tonight, Jennifer?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that I appreciate your program, and I actually live pretty close to Hope, Arkansas, which is the birthplace of Bill Clinton.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah, I'm not really proud of that, but just thought I'd throw that information out there for you.
Jennifer, thanks for your call. Appreciate you sharing your experience with us here tonight. Let's continue here. Ala Loca on the line in Orlando, another lady caller here with some opinions on walking. Near or close to or directly
walking
towards a man.
Female.
Yeah, go ahead, Ala Loca.
All right. Hi.
I want to say it's a conscientious thing. I'm a 5 foot petite female. I'm constantly mistaken for an 18-year-old. I'm 27.
Okay.
I think it's definitely conscientious.
Hey, Alaloka, in defense of old people that call you 18, we really can't tell anymore. I mean, at some point, you get so far removed from that you can't tell the difference between 27 and 18. But go ahead.
Okay. But as I was saying, it's a conscientious thing because I like to go shopping and I'm constantly in small shopping areas. And females, if I'm in the female section, they do not pay attention. I'm literally standing there and I want to look at the same pair of jeans, but they'll just stand there and they won't move. They won't share a spot. So I definitely think it's a conscientious thing. I've dealt with men who are very polite when I go to the gas station. You know, they open the doors for me. They make time for me. So I don't think it's a male thing. But I will say men are horrible huggers. Horrible, horrible huggers. They will put your armpit, or they'll put their armpit right in front of your face.
Oh, my.
And they don't think twice about it. And if that was the only complaint I have, it would be about that for men, because
it's based on positioning, right? Like, they don't know that their armpit, like, their armpit is the height of
the
face.
Of your thing, yeah.
And so, therefore, it's just a positioning thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty small, so, but
my feet,
I don't understand how you don't notice that your armpit's right in my face.
Yeah, I think
totally oblivious, yeah. Apparently. So your experience hasn't been that men have tried to run straight into you if you've walked at them. Men have gotten out of your way. Has that generally been your experience in your life?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for both females and men.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, it goes for shopping as well. I'm sure if I was standing somewhere at a register, a male wouldn't move out of the way, but that's just because they're not conscientious. I feel like I'm hyper-conscientious because I'm so small. I feel like at any moment someone's going to attack me or I'm going to get run over, but that's just because I'm a small person.
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing here from the ladies is that conscientiousness isn't necessarily had by all people all the time,
yeah.
And that they're
that's
not
true.
Experiencing this as a male-only thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, is the lady writing the story, she just seems to be obsessed with everything that men do, and so therefore she, you know, finds all kinds of problems with what men are doing or aren't doing and ignores the problems that she might have had otherwise with the women, who could also be conflict-oriented.
Well, they're pure injustice.
Let's just say. Hey, thanks, Alaloka, for the call tonight. So they're sounding great on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Hour 2 is next. Join us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.